disaster 2 years ago, but the cat fled after 6 months. Ellenson doesn't know how disaster got to Manhattan, but said it must have been quite a journey. And I'll have a look at central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from Galaxy Comics Games and More, your dart and disc golf supply headquarters, 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point. Phone number 715-544-0857.
In central Wisconsin weather, it is 36 degrees. I'll have the top five teams, the point value for Hour 5, and Question 1 of Hour 7 of Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the trivia focus? There's always supposed to be a trivia focus.
Hello, this is Doc 360 from 90FM. Would you like to do a trivia focus? What is your team name?
Team Sicko.
So here we are trying to enter the deepest, darkest, most moist cavern of the collective minds of Team Sicko.
Hi.
What are you all doing to stay up this year?
Well, we have coffee jello in the kitchen. It's made with raspberry jello and coffee, and it's pretty tasty.
You get a photo message from the Oz. What's the worst thing that could happen?
His beard comes out of the screen and strangles me.
What's the looniest thing your team has done this year?
Tried to answer these questions, I guess.
What is your team's main fuel for trivia?
Coffee jello, they say.
What is the thickest part of Team Ficko?
The part we can't mention.
What's the tastiest radio station in the whole universe?
That would be 90FM, your only alternative.
For Trivia Focus, I'm Doc360. Thank you for playing Trivia 44.
Thank you.
Trivia Focus is provided by Century Insurance, serviced locally by Point Insurance. Free, no-obligation reviews of your home, auto, and life insurance needs are available at pointagency.com or at 715-544-4665.
You're listening to Trivia on 90FM, WWSP Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997, 3601 Main Street. Ministry St. Michael's Hospital, creating a brighter future for the past 100 years. Proud to be part of the Stevens Point community at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local. And to succeed in today's world, you need a plan. At Travel Guard, we offer employees the tools and opportunities to achieve. It's success inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
The winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, for Hour 6 is All the Horsemen Newer. That is, once again, All the Horsemen Newer. To pick up your prize, bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with your team ID number label. In it to 90FM Studio, located at 1101 Reserve Street. All right, the team standings for Hour 5 are as follows. In fifth place, with 745 points, is the Knights of Neat. In fourth place, with 765 points, is Freshly Squeezed. In third place, with 780 points, is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In second place, with 950 points, is Dad's Computers, 35 Years of Trivia. And in first place, with 960 points, is Festivus for the Rest of Us. All right, here are the point values for questions in Hour 5. Question 1 is worth 10 points, question 2, 10 points, question 3, 10 points, question 4, 400 points, question 5 is worth 10 points, question 6, 15, question 7, 10, and question 8, 10. Once again, the point value for Hour 5 are as follows. Question 1 is worth 10, question 2, 10, question 3, 10, question 4 is worth 400, question 5, 10. 10, question 6, 15, question 7, 10, and question 8, 10. All right. Now for question 1 of hour 7 here at Trivia 44. What is the name of the person who chooses what he chooses and chooses what he chooses? Once again, question 1 of hour 7 here at Trivia 44. What is the name of the person who chooses what he chooses and chooses what he chooses? Good luck, trivia players.
Trivia 44 and Ian McKay.
Is the name of the person who chooses what he chooses and chooses what he chooses. Good luck, trivia players. Phones down in the back there. What is the name of the person who chooses what he chooses and choose what he chooses? The answer to hour one, or question one, hour seven, the answer is Chester. Again, the answer to question one of hour seven, the answer is Chester. Next question, question two of hour seven. What is the first and last name of the sitcom character who says she fears her and her husband are becoming the dead Waffle House couple? I will say it again. Question two, hour seven. What is the first and last name of the sitcom characters who say she fears that her and her husband are becoming the dead Waffle House couple? Good luck, trivia players. Good luck.
Sharing you, I know I'm sharing you. I'm not the only one who's in your heart. When I'm with you, your love belongs to me, but you have someone else. When we're apart, there are two of us to kiss you, two of us to miss you, and two of us to wish there were two of you. And though it hurts me so to go on sharing you, just can't be free. But even though I must keep sharing you, you know you'll never be sharing me. Oh, no, you'll never be sharing me.
What is the first and last name of the sitcom character who says she fears her and her husband are becoming the dead Waffle House couple? Good luck, trivia players. phones down in the back there, volunteers. That ends this question three of hour seven. Or question two, sorry, of hour seven. What is the first and last name of the sitcom character who says she fears that her and her husband are becoming the dead Waffle House couple? The answer is Reagan Brinkley. I'll say it again. Question two, hour seven. The answer is Reagan Brinkley. This is Trivia Stone Group B, clue number two. Please listen closely. This is Trivia Stone Group B, clue number two. From where you are now, go past the television musical family and the snowmobile. Turn left at the second stop sign. Follow the route and turn right past the flags. Now, follow the winding road past two walkers. This is Trivia Stone Group B, clue number two. From where you are now, go past the television musical family and the snowmobile. Turn left at the second stop sign. Follow the route and turn right past the flags. Now follow the winding road past two walkers. 90FM reminds all trivia players to drive carefully and obey all traffic laws when participating in any of the traveling questions. There is no need for any team to use flashlights or any other type of beam when searching out in the nighttime clues. The clues are very obvious but will require cleverness on the team's players taking part. This year's Trivia Stone is made possible from grants from the Noel Group, Talking Trivia to a Career Path, the Portage County Gazette, Portage County's locally owned and locally written weekly newspaper featuring trivia teams and scores in the Friday's edition, Galaxy Comics, games, and more. U Dart and Disc Golf Supply Headquarters, 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point. Hoffman's Hobbies Sports, season to season, year to year. When it comes to sports, you'll find it here and Cops Market in two locations, 1500 Pinecrest Avenue, Stevens Point, and 1850 Plover Road, Plover. Now time for question three, hour seven. In the inner sleeve of Billy Joel's album, The Stranger, he is seen standing with objects hanging from his neck. What are those objects? Question three, hour seven. In the inner sleeve of Billy Joel's album, The Stranger, he is seen standing with the object hanging with an object hanging from his neck. What are those objects? Good luck, trivia players. Good luck.
The places
I like it like that.
The name of the place is I like it like that. Now you take Sally and I'll take Sue, and we're gonna rock away all our blues. Come on. The places
I like it like that.
Come on.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
I want to show you.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
The name of the place
I like it like that.
Now the last time I was down there, I lost my shoes. They had some cat shouting the blues. The people was yelling out for more, and all they were saying was go.
I like it like that.
Come on.
Come on. Let me show you where it's at.
Come on.
Come on. Let me show you where it's at.
Come on.
Come on. Let me show you where it's at.
The name of the place is
I like it like that.
Come on.
In the inner sleeve of the Billy Joel album, The Stranger, he is seen standing with objects hanging from his neck. What are those objects? Good luck, trivia players.
Lover, please, please come back. Don't take a train coming down the track. Don't, please, don't leave me. Don't leave me in misery. You would never hold me so near. You would never call me dear. Don't you know I'd die for you? Now you've gone, that's what I'll do. Lover, please, please come back. Don't take a train coming down the track. Don't, please, don't leave me. Don't leave me in misery. Not too long about a love that went all wrong. The girl left the boy just as bad. Now she's gone, she's so sad. Lover, please, please come back. Don't take a train coming down the track. Don't, please, don't leave me. Don't leave me in misery. You would never hold me so near. You would never call me dear. Don't you know I'd die for you? Now you've gone, that's what I'll do. Lover, please, please come back. Don't take a train coming down the track. Please don't leave me. Don't leave me in misery.
Phones down, trivia players. It is time for the answer to question 3, hour 7, in the inner sleeve of Billy Joel's album, The Stranger. He is seen standing with objects hanging from his neck. What are those objects? The answer, boxing gloves. Again, the answer for question 3, hour 7, boxing glove. It is now time for question 4 of hour 7. What is the name of the fast food chain which offers the registered 6-pack and a pound special? Again, question 4 for hour 7. What is the name of the fast food chain which offers registered 6-pack and a pound special? Good luck, trivia players. What is the name of the fast food chain which offers the registered 6-pack and a pound special? Good luck, trivia players.
Trivia 44 and Ian McKay.
That concludes question 4 of hour 7. What is the name of the fast food chain which offers the registered six-pack and a pound special? The answer, Taco John's. Again, the answer for question 4 of hour 7 is Taco John's.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery, presenting new Cider Boys Peach County Hard Cider. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. The University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. And Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department.
Question 5 of hour 7. In what year was the fictional Brusek Cement Company established? Again, question 5 of hour 7. In what year was the fictional Brusek Cement Company established? Good luck, trivia players. Good luck.
Bum, 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 she rocked to the west, but she's the gal that I love best. Tootie Fruity, oh Rudy. Tootie Fruity, oh Rudy. Tootie Fruity, oh Rudy. Tootie Fruity, what you do to me. Doody, booty, oh, Rudy. 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 Pop, pop, pop. What you do to me, to the food?
In what year was the fictional Brewisec Cement Company established? Good luck, trivia players. Good luck. Phones down in the back. That concludes question 5 of hour 7. In what year was the fictional Brewisec Cement Company established? The answer is 1883. Again, the answer for question 5 of hour 7, 1883.
Hey, how you doing, Ian?
I'm good. How about you, Oz?
I'm doing okay. You're feeling good?
I'm feeling good.
Feeling good? Yes. Feeling fine? Feeling good? Okay, good. I want to take care of some business here. I got
all
business,
right.
Which, you know what this does? The main thing is to put you behind and then
okay.
To make you nervous.
Oh, great.
And then I'll come in like in 5 minutes and yell at you for being behind. All right. Hour six, question eight. I'm throwing that question out. Hour six, question eight. The Ray Barone question, found some weasels somewhere else. There's some other issues, but that question is out of the contest. Hour six, question eight. Also would like to thank the fine people from Land's End out back who are answering phones this shift. And, boy, I'll tell you what, they claim they're only drinking soda, but I don't know. I think they got something in their purses back there or whatever.
They having too much fun out there?
They are having way too much fun. Also want to thank the following for their contributions. Pepsi-Cola Bottlers of Wisconsin, Rapids Cops Foods, 1500 Pinecrest Avenue, Stevens Point, they're at 344. And then there's only three numbers after that. Well, you know, look it up in the book. Oh, and for those of you that use the internet, I'm sure that somewhere on the internets, one of the internets, whichever internet that you happen to have, they have the phone number. Southside Square, 2300 Strongs Avenue, 544-4845. We had way too much food, okay? And it's gone. I mean, I'm looking at it going like, oh, come on, there's seven pizzas. We're not going to eat this. It's gone, okay? Thank you. And also, coming up in a little while, Polito's Pizza, 960 Main Street, Stevens Point, 341-9980. Indeed, it's a good day for food. And Cellcom on Division Street in Stevens Point for this wonderful phone that I have here that is the complaint line.
Sleek.
And now I'm turning it back on because I turned it off before. Anyway, you can hit back into the questions and keep playing.
All right. Sounds good, Oz. Thanks for coming on. All right. Question six of hour seven. What is the first and last name of the fictional character that was a fashion model for the Travis, later called the Talbot Modeling Agency? Again, question six, hour seven. What is the first and last name of the fictional character that was a fashion model for the Travis, later called the Talbot Modeling Agency? Good luck, trivia players, and may the odds ever be in your favor.
Thank you.
What is the first and last name of the fictional character that was a fashion model for the Travis, later called Talbot Modeling Agency? Good luck, trivia players. Good luck. Phones down in the back. That concludes question 6 of hour 7. What is the first and last name of the fictional character that was a fashion model for the Travis, later called Talbot Modeling Agency? The answer, Loco Jones. Question 6, hour 7. Answer, Loco Jones. Moving on to question 7 of hour 7. A Major League Baseball player played tuba from middle school through his junior year of high school. His mother gave him an appropriate first name as she knew she would be having no more children. What is the first and last name? A Major League Baseball player played tuba from middle school through his junior year of high school. His mother gave him an appropriate name as she knew she would not be having any more children. What is the first and last name? Good luck, trivia players. Good luck.
Thank you. dollars coming everywhere. So prepare, say a prayer, send the word to beware. We'll be over, we're coming over, and we won't come back till it's over over there.
A Major League Baseball player played tuba from middle school to his junior year of high school. His mother gave him an appropriate name, as she knew she would be having no more children. What is his first and last name? Good luck, trivia players. Phones down in the back. That concludes question 7 of hour 7. A Major League Baseball player played tuba from middle school through his junior year of high school. His mother gave him an appropriate first name, as she knew she would not be having any more children. What is his first and last name? It's Lastings Millage. Again, question 7, hour 7. The answer, Lastings millage. Moving on to question 8, hour 7. What is the company which advertises using a very politically incorrect game called Smack a Goth in a television commercial? Again, question 8, hour 7. What is the company which advertises using a very politically incorrect game called Smack a Goth in a television commercial? Good luck, trivia players.
I saw her walking on down the line. Yeah. You know I saw her for every time. A pretty little girl standing on her own. Baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her. My baby does a hanky panky.
What is the company which advertises using a very politically incorrect game called Smack a Goth in a television commercial? Good luck, trivia players. Good luck.
Laugh, Willie, laugh, he don't care at all.
Phones down, phones down in the back. That concludes question 8 of hour 7. What is the company which advertisers use a very politically incorrect game called Smack a Goth in a television commercial? The answer, Capital One. Again, question 8, hour 7, answer, Capital One.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the Trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Welcome home. Our newest family medicine clinic on Hoover Road is now open and accepting new patients, featuring extended hours that meet your family's busy schedule at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association will remind you to buy local. And to succeed in today's world, you need a plan. At Travel Guard, we offer employees the tools and opportunities to achieve. It's success inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
Good evening. With 90FM News, I'm Mikey Kliss. Instead of a 5-minute trip home, a wrong turn led to an all-night drive for a pair of Germans that ended when police stopped their car in the faraway Austria from heading the wrong way on a 6-lane bridge. A police statement says a couple ended up more than 150 miles away from their Bavarian hometown. They were stopped early Tuesday after their car grazed 3 other vehicles while on the wrong side of a busy bridge in Linz, Austria's 3rd largest city. The two told police they apparently took a wrong turn after attending a funeral Monday evening and couldn't find their way back. Wednesday's statement says the driver's son picked up the unnamed German's his 76.